Were you worried that you would have done all this work to get the seller out and to with all these attorneys, and then maybe he, since you didn't own it yet, that he would turn around and sell to someone else, or, you know, be like, oh, thanks, now that the house is, she's out, I know we have a contract, but, you know, you didn't actually own it, so you did a lot of work. And did that worry?
Well, I owned the contract. You're right. I didn't own the deed to the property, but I did own the contract, and I did register that contract with the county by filing a memorandum stating that, hey, we're working through a contract here. You know, look, I've been in the deal where a seller, right, literally at the last moment, circumvented me, tried to circumvent me. They were already drinking their champagne. They thought they won, right? They go check their bank account. Hey, how come the wires not hit yet? You know, let me call title. Man, title couldn't register that deed.
Yeah.
So they had to call me and negotiate, right? And they started at $100, and I told them where to stick it, you know.
Yeah. What did you get for it? $5,000?
$10,000.
That's great. Great job.
I got $10,000 on it. Unfortunately, I made less money. I would have made a few thousand dollars more. I think it was $14,000 that I would have made. Mm-hmm. And the seller would have made more money. But because the seller circumvented me and wound up signing a contract with another broker, she paid 7% to both the listing agent.
Oh, gosh.
And to the buyer's agent. Between those transactions and getting whacked over the head by the title, because title just took advantage of her, you can negotiate fees, people. Right. Yeah. That's why they send you a statement. Right. You can tell them this is absurd. Right. I mean, $50 is $50. But I swear I'll never buy a house the way I bought the house that I'm living in right now. Right. When I didn't know better. And I mean, $25,000. What the hell is this? Right. Like, craziness.